Managing flooding. Rivers are managed in a huge variety of ways and for a variety of different reasons. We use rivers for collecting water for drinking, industry and farming, and we manage them to prevent damage caused by deposition, erosion and flooding. Management can be split into two main areas, hard engineering and soft engineering. Hard engineering involves the building of entirely artificial structures using various materials such as rock, concrete and steel to reduce or stop the impact of river processes. One way in which we can manage river processes is to build huge concrete and steel structures called dams. These dams block rivers and cause the water carried by rivers to back up and flood the valley upstream of the dam. This water can then be used or released through the dam to produce hydroelectricity, or HEP. By building a dam, it allows engineers to control the flow of the river. This can therefore be used to prevent flooding during high rainfall events. Newcastle is protected in part by the Kielder Water Dam. China has just completed construction of the world's largest dam at Three Gorges. This dam has reduced the risk of flooding downstream of the dam from 1 in 10 years to 1 in 100 years. Recent flooding prior to dam construction affected millions of people and ruined farmland because of clay that was deposited on the fields. The dam will protect over 25,000 hectares of farmland. The dam has a huge series of locks running up one side to aid navigation and will generate huge amounts of electricity. However, 1.4 million people had to be displaced or moved to make way for the 600-kilometre lake that has been formed behind the dam. There are expected to be problems with the huge amounts of sediment that will be deposited behind the dam, and waste will be a problem. Straightening rivers and flood walls. Another way that rivers can be managed is to straighten the meanders. This involves digging a straighter, shorter channel in areas where rivers meander. The logic behind this is to speed water flow in flood-prone areas and stop water from hanging around. This has occurred on the Mississippi River and in York, but can cause flooding in downstream, a knock-on consequence. The final hard engineering scheme is to build flood walls or embankments in flood risk areas. These strategies involve raising the banks of the river so that it can hold more water, thus reducing the risk of a flood. Morpeth has flood walls that will now be improved following flooding there. Whilst it was the failure of flood walls in New Orleans that caused so much damage during Hurricane Katrina. Soft engineering is a contrasting approach. It involves managing a river using natural materials and mimicking natural processes to protect more vulnerable areas. One technique used is to encourage the growth of reed beds, which are allowed to flood and slow down river water. Another technique is known as floodplain zoning. Here, the areas closest to rivers are only used for low-cost uses, such as playing fields and grazing. Higher cost land uses are kept away from the river on higher land.